This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hamas has released the first batch of hostages under a ceasefire deal that began Friday. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
13 Israelis who have been held in the Gaza Strip since the militant group staged a raid on Israel nearly 7 weeks ago have been released, according to officials and media reports. 12 Thai nationals were also released, according to Thailand's prime minister. An Israeli official confirmed that the Thai captives left Gaza and will be treated at a hospital in Israel. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because she was not authorized to discuss the releases with the media. I'm Karen Chamas.
The process of forming a new government for the Netherlands after a far-right party's election victory is underway. Leaders of political parties met on Friday with the chair of Parliament's lower house and appointed a senator from the Party for Freedom to investigate possible coalitions. The party led by veteran anti-Islam lawmaker Geert Wilders won 37 seats in the 150-seat lower house on Wednesday. A near-complete vote count shows that the party of outgoing Prime Minister Mark Rutte won 24 seats. The new leader of Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy says the party won't join the next coalition government, but might support one on key votes in parliament. Double amputee Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole more than a decade after shooting his girlfriend through a toilet door at his home in South Africa in a killing that jolted the world. A Department of Corrections spokesperson said Friday that Pistorius will be released from prison on January 5th. He has been in prison since late 2014. Pistorius turned 37 this week and was given a second chance at parole after he was wrongly ruled ineligible at a first hearing in March. Pistorius was one of the world's most admired athletes when he shot Reva Steenkamp multiple times on Valentine's Day 2013. For additional stories, visit VOA News.